Once again, the Lord brought us here. And the Lord allows us to meet Pastor Paul in Solo, Indonesia.
Yes.
So together with his team and Sister Lisa, first time I meet her there, the wife of Pastor Anthony. Long time friends. When we were always visiting KL, Kuala Lumpur, and because of that fellowship, and God made us possible to come here and visit you here. Praise the Lord for that open heart. Thank you. And then allow us to also to introduce to you my wife, Pastor May. We have four siblings, and the two only is with us. My oldest son studying in Berklee College of Music, so he got his scholarship there in Boston. And then the second one is studying in Cebu in digital filming. And the third and the fourth one is with me, Obadiah and Lydia. Okay. And of course, I would like to introduce to you also our family here in Sydney also. And Pastor Joy and Sister Irene, together with Lizelle. Okay, so Lydia now is going to recite a Bible, book of the Bible.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to recite the books of the Bible from Old Testament to New Testament. Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. And now I'm going to recite the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, and Revelation.
Wow. And the Lord also gave us these Psalms. We have this CD. When I became a writer of a song, when I met the Lord in that simple prayer meeting in the street. So I'm just a simple guitarist there, and the Lord met me that corner, and he gave me this such love to be a lover of his word until when he spoke to me and I heard that he will be my songs. So that's why the song came in. Jesus, you are my song. Diba? Isn't it? So when that song came, my father, who is separated with my mother 25 years, when he came back to our house and met me, and we met with my mother again, when he heard this song, the Lord visited him and repent and came back to my mother. And glory to God. So the broken family, the Lord made whole again. So when I, after that, when God gave me this song, I don't know where the song, how come it will became a CD. I just meet the Lord at that rooftop of my house, singing with him, you know, singing for him, enjoying his presence. And then song after song came in. And then the first song that I wrote in Malaysia KL is the song Come to Me. It's first English song. But most of the song that I wrote is Tagalog song. Tagalog song. And here comes with a five donations, five only. Every songs the process of it, you can make a bridges for the or avenue. You can give an avenue for the children who are also they are financially struggle in Philippines. So we have this foundation, and all the proceeds and donations will come to them, and also the persons with disabilities. So we have a lot of scholars there, and through this, you can help them and you can build an avenue for them for their future. So thanks be to God for that. And we would appreciate how you will build lives, how you can contribute to build the others' lives. So.
All of my heart, all of my soul, all of my strength, I will offer to you. And with a song, the song that I sing, I will offer to your holy name. And this life that I am giving you, Lord, holy and acceptable to you. And oh Lord, my God, I worship your holy name. All of my heart, all of my soul, all of my strength, I will offer to you. And with my song, the song that I sing, I will offer to your holy name. And this life that I am giving you, Lord, holy and acceptable.
Holy Spirit, we thank you so much for bringing us here together. Lord, continue to open the eyes of our understanding that we may know Jesus more and more, that we may experience Him all the time, that we may possess and carry His Spirit so that we can walk in a manner worthy and pleasing to you, Father. O Lord, give us the ability to obey you. Give us the strength to please you. Give us the strength to worship you and honor you in the highest place of our life. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh Lord, bring your people, bring back your people. Bring back your people into your presence. Lord, reveal the very heart of yours for your people. Touch your people, oh Lord. Touch your people. Touch your people. Touch us, Lord, once again. Touch us once again. Until we may know and we may walk blameless to your side until you come. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, I bow down before your holy throne. In your holy name, all creation.
Jesus, amen. Wow, thank you so much for this wonderful wonderful opportunity to be with you here. And thanks be to God. What a privilege to be His instrument to glorify His name. Amen. If there is a greatest privilege, there's no one can compare with the presence of God. No one can compare. There's no place like the presence of God. Amen. There's no place like Him. Hallelujah. The moment you enjoy with Him, the moment you have that fullness, I tell you, even there is a struggle outside, there is a challenge, and there is some disabilities in outside. That disabilities is nothing compared to the glory that is going to be revealed to us. Amen. Through Him. And that's why I shared this one about inclination. It's all about your how engrossed are you, how fully set your mind, how fully your life was so captivated with what God wants. If your life was so captivated with what God wants, you are no longer bound by what's happening with your outside. The moment your spirit will rise up, that spirit is enough to give you the eyes to see what is ahead. That's why the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord. In Proverbs 20:27, the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the innermost part of your being. searching all. If you want to see something, start in the Spirit. If you want to see something, if you want to see what is beyond, what is the beyond the natural, I want you to be in that realm. Because I am one of the testimony of it. Imagine I am a beggar at the street. 8 siblings. The 2 was already adopted, but the 6 of us was living in the biggest park in the Philippines. For us to survive, I need to ask some alms from the people. I need to beg. And the second option for us to live is to pick up food from the rubbish. That's how we survived at the time. I was 9 years old at the time. And I met the Lord at the street. I have this encounter with the Lord at the street. And when I have this encounter, I am telling you that God opened the eyes of my understanding. I became lover of His word. Out of curiosity, I was so curious, who is this Christ? Who is this person of Christ? So I get to know Him one at a time. I just read and read the Bible until I have this senses strained to discern. I didn't know how to make music. I just loved to sing. I didn't know how to write song. I just loved to sing the other people's song. And the next word that He gave me is all about, I will bring you to the nations. I heard that when I was 23 years old. I met the Lord at the age of 20. I'm already 51 now. I want you to be ready on this. Because spirit is not bound with a distance. Spirit is not bound by time. Spirit is not bound because you are already old. Old in physical, and you say that I cannot do the way that the young can do. Don't you ever know that your tongue never grow old? The moment you speak, the tongue speaks something supernatural from God, that tongue will build a lot of lives. Don't limit yourself. My age is nothing as good as also as 80 years old. I cannot do what the young can do. I cannot run the way the young can run. But you know what is powerful inside me? My tongue. Proverbs 18, the life and death is in the tip of your tongue. Not what the feet can do. I want you to understand this more and more. Are you ready for this? Hallelujah. Are you ready? Yes, hallelujah. Please, pause in your seatbelt. I want to stretch your spirit. That's why the Bible said, I serve God in my spirit. In Romans 1:9. He did not say, I serve God with my hands. Hands is only just the manifestation what the spirit dictates. If your spirit is contaminated, your hands is also contaminated. That's why he said in Titus 1:15, those who are pure, all things are pure. to those who are defiled, all things also are defiled, and even his conscience and his mind. That's why if you carry a pure spirit, if you carry a life, the life that is in union with Christ, you are the most wealthiest man in the world. Because you can now enjoy living well, not only enjoy living good. A lot of people living good but not living well. Wow, how's your house? Good. How's your car? Good. But what happened inside the people in the car? They're fighting. Only the car is good. But the life is not living well. Only the house is good. But the husband is so hot tempered. What can you do? You have a good house, but you have contaminated spirit. What can you do? What the money can do? That's why your inclination in your heart is very, very important. You are so engrossed with what God wants to do. You are so inclined with the things of God. Like for example, before you go to Westfield or you go to Bunnings, you go to anywhere you want to buy, you are already set in your mind what to buy inside your house before you step out. Am I right? There is already a set mind in your mind that I'm going to buy what? I'm going to buy a sandals. I'm going to buy a shoes. Whatever how big is the Westfield or Bunnings or whatever how big it is, no matter how you run, how you run and go around, at the end of the day when you come out, what you only bring is only shoes. Because from the beginning you already set to buy a shoes. That is inclination. You are so inclined. And you are purpose-driven to get it. And the moment you have this calling, you have that calling in you inside, we are chosen. We are chosen. Okay, click, brother. Thank you so much. Yeah. We are chosen and predestined. Click, brother. I just look at me like this only, huh? I will do like that, just click like that, okay? We have now this understanding. Thank you, brother. Yeah, hallelujah. So we are chosen and predestined to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the greatest thing. This is the highest purpose, to carry the life Christ, the life of Christ. We carry the spirit of Christ. We have this image, but you know, actually, that is our original design. Let us make a man according to our image, and that image was capsulized by the life of Christ. That's why the Bible always telling us walk in the Spirit. What is that Spirit that he is talking about? It's a Christ-like attitude. It's the life, it's the heavenly attitude. It's the heaven that God wants to display around you. That's why every time I see you, I see heaven. Really, the religion says go to heaven. No. The truth is the heaven will come to you, not you will come to heaven. You need not to die first before you experience heaven. You will experience heaven while you are here on earth. That's why heaven is in you. So every time you smile, I see heaven. Every time you worry, hell on earth. This is the very heart of God. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is. You are duplicating heaven on earth. And that's why you are God's representative to display heaven. How they can see heaven. Oh, if you are like this, oh, I'm worried, Lord, it's very hard. I cannot do it. It's unfair. Who told you unfair? It's your spirit. Because you did not enjoy what God wants. You want to enjoy. You know, I'm not talking about you. I am talking about them. Hopefully, it's not us. Hello. When I had this encounter, you know, a lot of things logically that I cannot understand. Logically, analytically, I cannot understand. Because why? Born again experience is not a mental experience. It's a spiritual experience. Your spirit was awakened and that's it. But mentally, not yet. That's why you are already 20 years already believing God, but still you are unbelieving believer. Hard for you. You always complain. I cannot do that. Again, complain. Excuse, alibi. Oh no, how can God can maximize you? This is the problem. You're worried. I have no money. But a lot of shoes. Let's talk about this, you know. Hallelujah. I know it's tough. It's tough for you because you have this visitor. You are straight away. Maybe you may say that this is a road awakening. Might, you know, struck yourself. No, don't talk about it. Because even Jesus, he called Peter a Satan. No one called you yet, Satan. Please don't be get distracted. Because straight away, you've been fingered. No, it's not you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking to you. Was that okay? Let's talk. Let's personal. Let's talk heart to heart. Let's talk heart to heart. If you want to really experience a life-changing experience, allow God, allow somebody to speak to you directly. Don't be too spiritual. I am only listening to God. No, the Bible said Christ in me, the hope of glory. Because that image has been created after him, like him. So meaning, he is in you. Am I right? So the moment I talk to God, Lord, send me. Please bless me. And then the person right away will come. Hello? His messenger right away will come. You cannot love church without loving the pastor. Tell me, oh, I love the church, but I don't love Pastor Paul. Because Pastor Paul, every time he preach, you know, he directly talking to me. Maybe somebody told him. Ayo, hallelujah. Don't you ever know, God is now talking to you. Without you knowing it. Unconsciously. But the question is, how ready are you? You are praying that God will bless you. God would bless you. Lord, please bless me. You know, God a little bit worried. Because the moment He blessed you, you cannot handle the blessing. Because your capacity is not enough. Why He could not do much as He wanted? Why? Because your condition cannot handle it. That's why the Bible talks about embracing His desire. He talks about not just power. He speaks about not just miracles, not just signs, not just wonders, not just gifts of spirits. A lot of gifted and anointed, but there's a lot of attitude problem. Let's talk about this, you know, because God is serious to build these nations. His heart is all about His kingdom. That's why He said, seek ye first the kingdom. That should be our inclination. That should be our heart. Should be inclined with that purpose, with that desire. Don't be so busy for so many things and often neglected to build your inner man. Are you ready? Hello? Are you ready? Yeah, very hard, you know. Very hard. Very hard to say this. But a lot of things we need to be sometimes straight away. God must talk to you directly. Amen to that. Like, for example, it's all about lifestyle. It's all about attitude. It's all about thinking, your words, your relationship. What relationship? Relationship with your father. Relationship with your mother. Because the way you can display heaven is the way you behave. That's why my primary job for my children is to raise them how to be a man. Because the opposite of to be a man is to be an animal. Because the reflection or the picture of sin is like an animal. Because the carrier of sin is who? The carrier of sin is the snake. And one of the nature of the snake is like this. And then you mark down there. And they also always, why? Question, why? Do you think God said that? They think God said, is it true that God told you that? Is it true? This is the question of the snakes. Questioning God what He wants to do. Every time the pastors preach something, it's hard sometimes. It's hard to be a man pleaser all the time. No. I'd rather to talk to you right now straight away than tomorrow I will regret. I don't know whether you will invite me again. Yeah, true. Because I want to talk to you as if no tomorrow. Because tomorrow is hope. Faith is now. Hope is tomorrow. Faith is now. Faith is now. Hope is. Faith is. Now, this is it. Your father is like that. Your father, God gave you the direct contact point for you to obey with, for you to exercise submission, for you to exercise the things of God. That's why he said, honor your parents and your father and your mother. For this is the first commandments with a promise. And what was the promise? The promise is it may go well with you. And the next promise, you may have long life. That's why he said, obey your parents in the Lord. There is what we call in the Lord. Your parents is not perfect, but they are the best contact point to you for you to listen with. Don't be get discouraged with my English, okay? Is it okay? Hallelujah. Because I just learned my English through my Bible. From Tagalog, I changed it to English. I have no high education. I just there in, picking some. And then the first time I speak in Hong Kong, when I start in English service, I talk about all the title of the song. And I said, this is the day that the Lord has made. And the people said, amen. Oh, wow, okay. When all the title gone, also my message also gone. So don't be discouraged, okay? Is it okay? Don't be discouraged. No, now let's go. That's why the parents is a contact point. They are not perfect, but they are the people God was set in your life. That's why in Galatians chapter 4, he said like this, set up. They are the people, your father set up, the day set up by the father. Who is that father? Not a heavenly father, the father on earth. And that father on earth is no other than your pastor here. Pastor Paul. And that fathering is not bound by age. That's why he will turn the hearts of the father back to the children. Luke 1:17. Back to the father, back the heart of the father back to the children, and the heart of the children back to his father. And that spirit is not bound by age. It's not bound by distance. It's not bound by race. Not bound by culture. Spirit is a spirit. You can be old in physical, and yet the way you behave is like child. Make sense, huh? That's why there is what we call a mouthpiece. There is what we call a direct contact point. That's why from the very beginning, for God to speak to his people, he capsulizes himself through a cloud. He speaks to the people through a cloud. The second, he capsulizes himself by night. He capsulizes himself by fire. And then one day, God is a progressive God. He spoke through the altar. He spoke through the temple in the temple of Solomon. The Shekinah glory came in the New Testament. He spoke with what? Same temple, but not a temple made out of things or bricks, but a temple made up out of hands of God. And that temple is you and me. That's why he said, you are the temple of God. And now, specifically, since you are the temple of God, progressively, there is what we call order in the house. We called it order in the house. If talking about order in the house, this is the house we called home, where we can sense the essence of parents. Like a parents, not a company, not just an organization, but a family where you can see the father and the mother manifest and the children behave as sons in the house. Honorable sons in the house. That's why we are so engrossed and inclined, and the heart of the father, the primary heart of the father is to build you to how to be a man. And the second, the heart of the father is to raise you how to behave as honorable son. To behave as a son so that you can represent your parents. You can represent your parents outside and inside the house. That's why every time you come to the church and you come, or as a biological parent, every time you bring your children to the school, every time your children do some funny thing in the school, who was the one who has been called by the teacher? The same in the church. If you are doing some funny outside, who is your pastor? And what kind of church are you attending? Hello. Say with the person next to you, let's behave. Brothers and sisters, the last one. I will finish this one. Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made. That's why in Isaiah 43 verse 1, Jacob was created, Israel was formed. Jacob and Israel is one person. Jacob is the name that was given by his earthly father. Israel is the name that was given by his heavenly father. And that Israel in the spirit needs to be formed. That's why you, Simon Barjona, flesh and blood did not reveal it to you. But he suddenly changed. But you, Peter, I will build my church. And the enemy on the gates of hell cannot prevail. Who is Peter and Simon Barjona? They are one person. Simon Barjona is the name that was given by his earthly father. Peter is the name that was given by his heavenly father. And the church cannot be built in the person of Simon Barjona. The church cannot be built in the person of Jacob. Jacob must be transformed. For us to represent the church well, we need the Christ-like character. And to form that Christ-like character, that's why Apostle Paul said in Galatians 4:19, I labor for you again until Christ may form in you. Until after you get born again, brothers and sisters, believe me or not, and you can see it, a lot of people said that they are born again. But the way they behave, it seems not. Because Israel was not formed. Peter was not so formed. Because the church can be built in the person of Peter, not in the person of Simon Barjona. Because Simon Barjona is the picture of the flesh. Jacob is the picture of the flesh. And it takes a spirit to see the spirit. If you say the word create means to allow something into existence, to form something from nothing to something, go back. It's the Spirit that makes you the difference. Come back to what God wants. You will see light in it. That's why we always sing, let them see Christ in me. Let them see Christ in me. And the enemy of that for you not to be get built is because we are so superstitious and super religious, and we say, I will only listen to God. Nothing wrong with it, but that is not more accurate. The most accurate thing is when you come into a spirit where you are ready to learn and unlearn to relearn. New thing. And the church, Pastor Paul was raised. Thank you, Pastor Paul. Thank you for the whole leadership. Thank you for the leaders of this church. Pastor Paul was raised here as a father of the house, as a direct mouthpiece, indirect mouthpiece of God. He is the mouthpiece. He is just as simple as empty instrument to be the mouthpiece of God. To turn the hearts of these people back to the Heavenly Father. That was the meaning of create. Something in your spirit that needs to be formed. Be ready, because God is going to do something supernatural in this church. Be ready for the realignment. Because God is going, I saw a picture like a train and a trail and a rail. In my spirit right now, I saw the train and also the train and a rail. The train was so full of amenities. Aircon, very good train, very fast. But the problem is no rail. The rail, you know how, because the rail is the picture of the law. And the train is the picture of the grace. That's why born again experience is something to do with your spirit. Brothers and sisters, go back. This morning, what God wants really in my life? Because the enemy here, why we cannot go through, where we could not experience the breakthrough, because there is a sin, there is a disobedience, there is self-righteousness. We need to go back so that rail of that train will be formed. And then the direction will just follow. Otherwise, without the train, it's just like you're stagnant. The train cannot run. The train cannot do the purpose. The train cannot do what the purpose the train can go. They cannot go anywhere. Go back. What is the actual vision that God gave here? That God put here in this house. And that vision must turn into dreams. Because vision is our personal lifetime message that need to be fulfilled. But dream is bigger than the vision. Because vision, dream is beyond you. The old dreams and the young, see, vision. That's why when the old means not a physical age. Don't think about physical age. That is not a physical age. The word old there and the young is the spiritual age. Maturity is all about obedience. And the meaning of obedience is what you don't want to do. And you need to do. No option but obey. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 26, Lord, if you can remove this cup away from me. If I have an option, Lord, if there is an option, Father, please reveal to me the option. Did Jesus see the option? No. He only say, but not my will. But not my will, but your will. We must come into that direction. Stop struggling. Stop wrestling. So that you can go the place that God wants you to be. Dream is a dream where you think beyond you. Well, you are thinking others. Like a father, when you are young, I want to be engineer, I want to be doctor, I want to be. It's all about you want to be. When you became a parent, you are no longer thinking about yourself. You are thinking beyond you. And who was that? Who are they? Thinking about the next generation. Brothers and sisters, let's all stand up. Hallelujah. Just come before the Lord. Just come. Just come before the Lord. Just come. Hallelujah. Just come with all heart, humble heart. Just come with humility. Just come. If you find that there's a sense of guilt inside you, if you find that there's a things that needs to be done, if you find luck, if you find you need to do more, you need to do more, you need to find more, come to Jesus. Come to the Lord. Come with repentance. Come with humility. Hallelujah. Come to me, my beloved son, and speak to me. I will listen to you. Come to me, my beloved child. I am here. I will heal your broken heart. Come to me. Come to him. Come to him. Come to the Father. Ask the Father to purify you. Ask the Father. Ask the Father to purify your very being by the blood of Jesus. You cannot purify yourself in your own way. You cannot be purified by your good works. You can only be purified by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of Jesus. By the life of Jesus. Ask the life of Jesus to cleanse you. Ask the life of Jesus to cleanse you. To purify you until your life himself will be purified and your life will be consumed by the life of Christ. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wounded for your transgressions, Jesus was bruised for your iniquities. The punishment that brought by man was upon him. By his stripes, my son, you are healed. Come to me. listen to you. Come to me, my beloved child. I am here, I will heal your broken heart. Come to me. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, once again, meet your people. Speak to your people, Lord. Touch their children, touch their family, touch their business, touch their whole being, Lord, until the likeness of Christ may be seen in us. Lord, it's not about us. It's all about you. It's not who we are. It is who you are inside us, Lord. We overcome not because of who we are. We overcome because of who you are. Just come, just come. Yes, come, hallelujah, rabashandara barabaraba, shikera barabarabaraba. Talk to him, just come to him, just come to him. Shikera barabarabaraba, shikera barabaraba, kandaraba shiki. Just talk to him, just talk to him, hallelujah. He's listening. The Holy Spirit wants to reveal Jesus to us right now. He wants to reveal Jesus to us right now. Oh, hallelujah. Of God be done. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. Cleanse us, Lord. We come back before you, Lord. Hallelujah. We come before you, Lord. Purify us. Purify us. Purify us. Made us, oh Lord, that we may walk pleasing to you, Lord. We may walk in a manner pleasing to you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 With your children. Pray with your wife. Pray with your husband. Pray if your children is with you. Pray with them. Hold your hands together as a family. Lord, bless this family. Make them strong, Lord. Make them strong to display your heaven on earth. May them as representative to display you. Lord, build their children. Build our children. Build our children. That they may walk in a manner pleasing to you. Breakthrough upon breakthrough. Strength upon strength. Thank you, Lord. Grace upon grace. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, wherever their children, Lord, bless them, Lord. Bless their whole family that they may know you more and more. Thank you, Jesus. All the glory belongs to you. In Jesus' name. Everybody say, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you for a very powerful, strong message. That's a surprise, actually. I'm very surprised. There's a lot of truth and nuggets, you know, in there. So we thank the Lord. Now, at the back, there are CDs. It's a beautiful song. It's an absolutely amazing, beautiful song. $5, was it right? And it goes to the foundation to help them help out the street people. So you can buy those CDs. There's tea and coffee at the back now. We're going to have a bit of a fellowship with lunch and pizza with Pastor Dong and the friends. If you're staying back for just a bit of a personal talk, let us know if you want some pizza, because we're going to get some pizza. We already ordered. All right. So if you want to stay back, you're most welcome to join us at the table to spend some time with Pastor Dong. Okay. Lord bless you and fill you. Father, I pray, Lord, that you give us wisdom to hear the truth and grasp the truth, Lord God, wisely. Father, we pray that every word, Lord, that comes out of heaven, Father, we will not lose any, but we catch every word, Lord God, and put it into practice. Lord, that by your word, Lord, by, Lord, strong meat, as well as, Lord, encouragement, Lord, grace, and, Lord, and truth, Lord, that your church will grow. We will all grow up to be mature sons of God. We thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. We bless this church. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.